put peas and English peas, snap beans, and maybe chip me up an Irish potato, and a little bit of onion, and cook it all together and make me a vegetable soup.
Mm, sounds good.
Well, it takes that to make a vegetable soup. Put you some okra in it.
Sounds delicious.
Chip up the okra and put in it. Well, that makes it. Now, that is a good soup. I ain't going to just this hot water and little meal or little something like that don't make good soup. But you can take a little old piece of fresh bone, boil that, and make you some soup and fix a vegetable soup. And have it, they call it a gumbo soup.
Well, you said you had cabbages growing in your garden too.
Yeah, you take the cabbage when you even stewed them or fried them or slaughtered them raw, salad, you know, make salad out of them any way you love them.
What size are they?
Some would grow about 3 or 4 inches over the head of them, little great big old heads. They'd head up.
So you say cabbages
is a head enough.
And did you ever, when you leave an apple or a plum or something lying around for a long time, and it would begin to dry up and do what?
You'd say it was drying up and rotten.
And so what will the skin of the dried up apple do? It'll begin to
turn black and decay.
Which is that?
Shrinking out. Oranges does it too.
So would you say it was shriveled?
I'd say it was swiveling up.
And what about some beans? You know, you'd have to that you'd have to take the pod off them.
Well,
what would you have to do then?
I'd say they was too old, and you'd have to shell them, mm-hmm. Save the seed.
And what about what kind of beans would you have to do that to? That you'd have to shell them off, any kind.
Well, there's peas and there's snap beans, bunch beans.
Well, if you had butter beans,
well,
what would they be like?
Well, they'd have to be shelled when they get yellow. They're all shelled. Of course, they have to be shelled whenever they're green, but I want them just about half grown to be a good sweet bean.
Well, are the yellow string beans called butter beans?
No. Yellow string beans is called string beans. They'll turn yellow and you save them seed and find them and grow you some more from them.
What do you call the beans like that you eat? The, you know, the pods and the shell and all?
That's snap bean.
And you said you use lettuce when you made a salad?
Yes, a green salad, you use lettuce.
How do you buy that?
You buy it by the head. It's done headed up, and you buy it for that.
So if you wanted two of them, you'd say, go to the market and buy me two.
Two heads of lettuce, or two heads of cabbage.
Well, would you ever use that word when you're talking about children?
No, I'd say two children is what I'd say.
What about if you had five or ten?
Well, I'd say go tell the children to come here. I'd put D.
Would you ever say I had five heads?
Yeah. If anybody asked me how many were, I'd say that.
So you?
I'd say there's five children here.
So you could say five head?
Yeah, five head or.
Well, now would you be seriously using it or jokingly using it?
Well, I ain't never thought about saying five head of children, you know.
Oh, you've never said that?
No, I've always said the children. And it weren't but three of them. Sometimes they'd have three or four friends here with them, but I'd say, now you children, come on and get in and get bathed and get dressed for your dinner and come on and have your dinner and then get back to play. I never have called them a head, but like they do the cows, you know, they call cows the heads.